It's May 2nd. Not really the time for Advent. But since there's snow on the ground, let's begin with a stanza from an Advent hymn anyway. This hymn was written 240 years ago and was inspired by a message found in Isaiah chapter 40. God spoke to Isaiah and said, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." This is a very interesting passage when one considers chronology. I mean, it might seem like it was written during the time of the captivity, when the Israelites were in Babylon, but it wasn't. It was actually written about 100 years before Nebuchadnezzar sent his army to Jerusalem to destroy the temple and to take the people away. Sadly, the people spent most of that 100 years living in immorality and idolatry. And that's why the first 39 chapters of Isaiah are packed with threats and pronouncements of judgment. Again and again we see examples of the people going astray. Like in chapter 1, verse 2, "I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." Verse 21, "How the faithful city has become a harlot. It was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in it. But now, murderers." Verse 23, "Everyone loves bribes and follows after rewards. They do not defend the fatherless, nor does the cause of the widow come before them." And finally, another example, the future captivity was made clear. "The land shall be entirely emptied and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word." Passages like these are common in the first 39 chapters of Isaiah. And then, suddenly, like a warm ray of sunshine, we get to chapter 40. "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." Even though God has pronounced His judgment on the people and they will be carried into captivity, their biggest battle is over. Their iniquity is pardoned. And what do they get for all of their sins? They get double grace and mercy from the Lord's hand. It's much like the Apostle Paul wrote later to the Romans, "But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more." It's been said that the book of Isaiah mirrors the Bible in how it's organized. We know that the Bible has two major divisions. The Old Testament has 39 books, the New Testament 27, for a total of 66 books. Well, Isaiah has 66 chapters divided into two major divisions. Part 1 is the first 39 chapters, and part 2 the last 27. In the Bible, there's law and gospel sprinkled throughout both the Old and New Testaments. And similarly, in Isaiah, there are judgments and blessings in both parts. Although the first 39 chapters tend to dwell on the theme of disobedience by the people. And the last 27 chapters gravitate toward a theme of comfort and hope of a blessed future. The 40th chapter serves as a beautiful transition of these two parts of Isaiah. We're told in verse 5, for instance, "The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Verse 11, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm." Verse 22, "It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in." And chapter 40 ends this way, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint." A wonderful chapter, Isaiah chapter 40.